I finally got my tomatoes in the ground. And joining us right now is Bob Zini, the Chicago Tomato Man. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Wendy. How are you this morning?
I'm really good. I saw you over the weekend. You have a tomato plant still available on your website at ChicagoTomatoMan.com and various pop-ups to pick up the plants. I got them in the ground, and I'm very excited. Now I just wait.
Well, no. You know, it's more than waiting. You gotta water. You have to fertilize at least every 2 weeks. Tomato plants reward obsessive behavior.
Thank God, because, you know, we all have a little OCD in us. We have a text that texted over at 5:31 this morning and wanted to ask you this. So I picked up my tomato plant from Bob Zini yesterday, and I did get a chance to talk to him. What a cool guy. But I forgot to ask him what type of feed I should use for the plant, and thanks for telling us about him. So feed, well, I've never fertilized my tomatoes. I feel terrible.
You should fertilize often. Tomatoes are heavy feeders, and I use Tomato Tone, which is great if you do not have dogs, because it's bone meal and the dogs will dig right through the soil to get to it. Or Miracle-Gro tomato formula works very, very well, and Fox Farms makes a tomato formula as well. I've never used it, but people I respect tell me that it works great for them. And at least every 2 weeks, a handful.
All right, I'm going to do that this year. I had a pretty good harvest last year without fertilizing. What about mulch? Do I have to mulch?
Oh, I use straw. It's breathable, but it really keeps the weeds down. If you go to a hardware store, most places sell it. The caution, however, is a lot of it at hardware stores are ready for lawns, so there's grass seed embedded in it. You don't want that.
All right. That's good to know. So, all right, you're the Chicago Tomato Man. Evidently, I'm the lazy gardener because I haven't done anything and still had great harvests because of you. Can I talk about the first time we met? Because I thought it was pretty funny.
Sure. It's pretty difficult to embarrass me because I've done so many wrong things in my life.
All right. Well, first of all, 312-981-7200 if you have any questions for the Chicago Tomato Man. He certainly has your answers. I had heard about you, and I went to the online store, and there was nothing left, and I couldn't purchase any. So I reached out to you on Facebook and said, hey, Bob, I want to talk to you about tomatoes. And it turns out we don't live that far from one another. So you said, well, why don't you come by the house, and you can pick up some plants. So I went to Bob's house, and you were showing me your garden in the back and giving me a lot of tips on tomatoes. And then when you went to go back in the house, your wife locked you out of the house. So here I am with a guy I just met, and I said, oh, my God, is she going to be back soon? No, she's at a luncheon. She's gone for a while. And I said, well, what are you going to do? And you're like, well, I'm going to go grab lunch. And I said, do you have any money? And you're like, oh, my wallet's in the house. But I have the $20 you just gave me, and then I ended up giving you a ride to Panera. I love it.
You have to stay flexible.
You are such a joy, and we have questions for you. We're going to take a quick break. He's Bob Zini, ChicagoTomatoMan.com. His online store is still open, and I think I got to get some yellow tomatoes. Those are really good. Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. We are talking to Bob Zini, the Chicago Tomato Man. You can go to ChicagoTomatoMan.com. You have a lot of growing tips, and we have a lot of texts for you. So hopefully you're ready to answer some questions, Bob.
Before we get to that, can I interject that we're having a end of the season sale on June 8th at Percolator Coffee in Portage Park. These are great plants. We've just overplanted, and we've donated a lot. We've sold quite a few, but I think we're still going to have a few left over, and if people want to buy them direct, we'll be there on June 8th.
Okay, and that's in Portage Park, you said, and is that information on your website?
Percolator Coffee.
Okay. All right. You had mentioned about fertilizing your tomato plants. Did you say every 2 weeks?
Yes.
All right. Well, here's a question for you from Linda in Arlington Heights. I have container tomato plants. Should they be fed every 2 weeks or more often? Which is a great question.
It is a great question. And I'm obsessive. I suffer from OGD, obsessive gardening disorder. And so I fertilize every week. And that's the goal. But, you know, as summer wears on and you get busy, every 2 weeks is the minimum.
Can you over-fertilize?
And I have not ever over-fertilized. I've never seen that.
Okay.
But, maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
Hasn't happened yet.
630, thank you, Tomato Man. Do you take off the flowers right now? Question mark. And why would you take off the flowers? Am I missing something?
Don't take off the flowers.
That's how you get a tomato, right?
That's how you get a tomato, yes. Don't do that. Don't do that. Ever.
Okay. Could you tell me how much distance between plants? Because I'm kind of panicking now. My husband yesterday when I was planting said, I worry about them being too close together. And I said, don't worry about my tomatoes. Worry about your stuff. So what do you think?
18 inches is a minimum.
Oops.
You know, they're self-fertilizing, self-pollinating, but that far apart, each plant will maintain its integrity. There'll be a little genetic drift if they're even 18 inches, but 18 inches, not any closer.
All right. Another question from 815. What soil mixture is best for indoor potted tomatoes and what to do to prepare soil for planting in the garden? I just have basic dirt in the garden, but read something about mushroom compost and worm casting being beneficial. And I learned that worm castings means worm poop. I learned that from you.
That's what it is. Worm castings is worm poop. Indoor, trying to grow tomatoes indoors is very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You can put, if we sell tabletop plants that don't get over, 15 inches, but you have to have a lot of sun and a lot of heat, and even then, they tend not to be very productive. It's good to have variation in temperature from plants that are outside, and you definitely need a lot of sun, which again indoors is questionable.
We use self-watering grow pots. Do you put the fertilizer in the soil or in the water?
I would put it in the soil.
Okay. Are there good companion plants for your tomatoes? Because I plant marigolds with them, and I have a garden, and I put cilantro and parsley and jalapeno peppers. Are those all good to be together?
Basil.
I have basil, too.
Because keeps down the aphids. It's always worked for me.
What is? I talked over you. What is it?
Basil.
Okay.
Will prevent aphids. At least it has for me.
So basil is good to go. What about marigold? Somebody said that keeps the bunnies away.
It keeps bugs down as well. But, marigolds on bruschetta is not nearly as good as basil.
Right. I agree with you there. And how Wait. Here we go. 847, our last question. Is it too early to put netting over the plants? I believe it will cut down a bit on the sun, but I don't know if I should wait until the tomatoes begin to appear.
I would wait. There's no need to. Give them as much sun as you can. Netting is great to keep down squirrels, but you know it's way too early for that. You can wait at least a couple months.
Yeah, because if there's no fruit, the squirrels aren't going to want it, right?
Correct.
All right. Always a pleasure talking to you. And listeners, you have to go meet him. He's a great guy, and he has great plants. And June 8th, where are you going to be again for an on-site sale?
At Percolator Coffee in Portage Park. It's right near Irving and Austin. Irving Park. Austin and Irving Park Road.
I'm rubbing off on you, I think, Bob. I don't know. Great to talk to you. We'll talk to you again as the season progresses. And listeners, you can go to ChicagoTomatoMan.com for more. Bob, have a great day. Happy growing.
You too, Wendy. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.